happy birthday three times to make sure you are properly, and here's the key, because this is what I missed when I first saw this story. Because I'm thinking to myself, man, I thought it was twice, and now I got to learn something else for washing hands. You know, a happy birthday, they say to sing that, because it's like 20 seconds.
No, it's 30 seconds.
Yeah, but it's for something a little different. The Centers for Disease Control has an extremely important message for you to hear, as this story reads. The CDC has published a new study in the journal, this is the name of the journal, Emerging Infectious Diseases.
Page-turner.
One that everyone has on their nightstand just before they go to bed. Let me thumb through a few of these stories here, honey. They'll turn out the light in a moment. Emerging Infectious Diseases. Ooh. But it concludes, the CDC, that most people aren't using sanitizers properly. Not soap, water, washing hands, but hand sanitizers. Oh. It says we don't rub the solution in for nearly enough time for it to be effective. Well, this is which goes back. They're saying 30 seconds.
Whoa. For hand sanitizer.
Three versions of happy birthday. Yeah. The CDC study reveals that rubbing for exactly 30 seconds was proven to kill coronavirus. Doing less than that leaves traces of active virus, making you vulnerable to infection. The study explains that the 30 seconds amount of time is recommended, but it's not routinely performed in practice, meaning many of us are at risk of transmission and didn't even know it. The good news is that when it's used properly, sanitizer is very effective in fighting COVID, but you have to use it properly. Pat Johnston, are you counting? Are you singing happy birthday three times?
Make sure you do the back of the hands, too.
Everything, yeah. Front. If you want to sing happy birthday, by the way, you can put my son's name, Charlie, and it's his birthday today. So.
Oh, happy birthday, Charlie.
Yeah, 15.
How much do you have to put on?
It doesn't say, it just says, let's see.
If you only put a little bit on, it dries off
pretty. Yeah, it does. You've got to cover the hand, so it must take a pretty good amount.
Yeah.
Okay, well, here's the recommendations from the CDC. It sounds like something that your mom told you when cooking, you know, well, how much do I put in there? Well, you know, a pinch, a dash. Apply a generous amount. That's the key, generous. Well, you're supposed to, it says, make sure you're doing this job of rubbing for a full 30 seconds. Apply a generous amount, including between the fingers and on the backs of your hand. And again, sing happy birthday three times before stopping.
All right, there you go. So I just did it. And yeah, you have to, generous is a good.
That is the key word, because it does tend to dry out quickly.
Yeah.
Both the sanitizer and your hands. After doing that, what they need to do is put some of that in hand lotions. Can you have like a coronavirus lotion fighting?
Some of these come with aloe in them. Yeah, which is good for your hands.
Yeah, but I did not know that about, for all the time, what's, and maybe others knew this before I did. I just happened to catch this over the weekend, doing some stuff online. I'm like, for as much as hand sanitizer has been around, not just for coronavirus, but I don't think anyone's ever explained that 30 seconds was unnecessary.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever heard that before. Yeah.
Although, from the CDC, again, it specifically says 30 seconds kills coronavirus. So maybe just for regular germs, 20 seconds is okay or whatever. But 30 seconds.
As long as you're buying the stuff and use it, you may as well give it 30 seconds.
Yeah? Might as well.
Yeah.
Is there any instructions on that, by the way? Is there anything on there that says anything about 30 seconds on there? Or is it just, what's the instructions on the hand sanitizer itself?
That's a pretty generic,
Oh, okay.
Doesn't say at all.
Just refilled all of those last Friday.
Place enough product in your palm to thoroughly cover your hands. Rub hands together until dry. Children under 6 of age should be supervised when using this product. There you go.
Okay. All right. Well, they need to add the CDC guidelines then to make sure everyone is properly doing what they can. Generous amount. 30 seconds.
Make sure that you at least have the kind that has the ethyl alcohol of, is it 60%? At least 60%?
Well,
70%.
I'm glad you said that, because actually in this story, there is one other note here. It says, recommendations from the World Health Organization is for formulations with an alcohol content of 70% or more.
Okay.
So make sure it's at least
70%. Yeah, because that will help infiltrate the virus's capsule, because it's encapsulated, I guess, and that somehow will. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Listen to you, Pat Johnston. Infiltrate the capsule.
Yeah, because they're capsulized in a way. So that's what the hand sanitizers and soaps do, is it gets in there and breaks the capsule open, and they're dead.
You've been reading the Journal of Emerging Infectious Diseases, haven't you? Yeah, haven't you? I know. Yeah, like, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You got that page dog ear, don't you? Well, there you go, folks. That's straight from the CDC. If you're hand sanitizing, especially against coronavirus, now 30 seconds for hand sanitizers. Apparently 20 seconds is still good for soap and water.
So that tells me soap and water is more effective.
I think it always
has. Yeah.
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 That's
yeah.
Been recommended, but mm-hmm. if you don't have soap and water nearby.
That's exactly what they're talking about. Yeah, because a lot of places, if you go out, you know, especially into places of business and things, they don't have the, but they got the sanitizer all over the place. So there you go. Well, again, we learned something, and just something else to tuck into the back of our minds for future reference. Well, hopefully there's no reason to know it in the future, but it's just common practice now.